Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. At an early age, film and TV star Jorge Diaz fell in love with acting. At 15, he started appearing in numerous national commercials, and a career was born. In recent years, many projects starring in the Paranormal Activity spinoff The Marked Ones. One review said he all but walked away with the movie. It was the first studio film to be released worldwide with an all-Latino cast. He was named one of the most dateable characters of 2014. A starring role as Paula in the groundbreaking Hulu series East Los High. The instant hit has received numerous awards, made history, the first English-language show with an all-Latino cast. You've seen Jorge in movies, among them The 33, Philip Brown, Love Concord, many TV roles, Raising Hope, Jane the Virgin, True Blood, and The Good Place. His childhood dream of becoming a voiceover artist came true with the lead role in the Emmy-nominated PBS series Oh, Noah. Numerous animated projects and video games, including the voice of Gabe in Disney's animated series Elena of Avalor, featuring Disney's first Latina princess, and now the voice of Ojo in Amazon Prime Video's original kid special, Lost in Oz Extended Adventure, available on Amazon Prime Video beginning December 2nd. Jorge Diaz with us on This Week in America. Jorge, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Oh, so great to be here. Thank you so much, Rick.
Looking forward to this series, and it really is an entertaining modern take on a beloved classic, isn't it?
Yes, it is so wonderfully done, and the people behind this are just truly incredible. I shouldn't take any credit for it because the guys behind this are just an amazing group of guys with a lot of heart, and they're so intelligent and they're so creative, and I'm just happy that they asked me to be a part of it and to voice, you know, like give my acting abilities to one of the characters. And it's actually based on the Oz books by L. Frank Baum, which I had no idea initially, but I slowly learned as I got cast in the project, and it's super awesome. You can enjoy it with the whole family. It's really incredible.
You know, that's one of the things, the Hallmark Amazon Original Kids series, one of their hallmarks is not only exciting for the kids, it's also interesting for the parents, too. In fact, in reading some of the reviews, the parents are saying, wait a minute, don't call it a kid show. I enjoy it just as much as my children do.
Exactly. Me, too. It's so great because so much of the feedback was like, I remember this one guy's like, I'm a 56-year-old man. I watched this with my college-age son and my 3-year-old niece, and we all enjoyed it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's great to be a part of a project that everyone could just enjoy and sit down with the whole family. And, you know, the same way I enjoy going to the movies and watching Shrek and, like, Paranorman, because I don't usually watch cartoons, like, during the day, like, or on Saturday mornings as I used to as a kid. But I'll go to the movies and watch these great animated projects, you know?
You know, they're really a work of art, aren't they? Talk about the animation as I'm watching this. It literally jumps off the screen.
It really does. It's so cool because when I got cast in the project, they only had like a sketch, like a picture of what they were thinking about. Oh, this is what Ojo's going to look like. This is what Scarecrow is going to look like. This is what this character is going to look like. But once I saw it animated, which was months later after already recording a lot of episodes, it's incredible, right? It's so cool what they could do now. And it just like, you just naturally just get pulled into it and you get pulled into this whole new world. And what's great is that it's going to introduce like a whole new generation of kids to like the story of Oz, which is really incredible.
Yes. We're talking about Lost in Oz Extended Adventure, available on Amazon Prime Video beginning December 2nd. With us, Jorge Diaz, one of the voices, film and TV star, the voice of Ojo. And what's interesting is it will introduce viewers to Lost in Oz Extended Adventure, the special, and then get ready for the season, which starts in 2017.
Correct. Yeah. I think it should start in early 2017 too. The pilot was what launched last year, and that's what got the incredible feedback. It was like we got 4.9 out of 5 stars, and 91% of those were 5 stars. And now with this extended adventure, it includes the pilot now plus an extra 40 new minutes, which introduces you into the series. And it leaves off like right where you're going to want to continue it as soon as the series launches. So I'm pretty sure they're going to end up launching that pretty soon.
What is this like for you? Besides entertainment, there are messages delivered in a subtle way throughout as you're watching. They're talking about overcoming obstacles, about dealing with the unexpected and disappointment, and how to be compassionate and making sacrifices. You're really delivering a message to the young people as well as entertaining them.
Totally, because at its core, it's a show about bridging divide, and it's about finding community and friendship in people that could not be more different than yourself, you know, saying on the surface, but ultimately share the same hope and humanity within. And it's about recognizing all of our problems and helping others despite having significant problems of our own. And it's really cool. And what's great is that it's a female lead. You know, it's a really awesome 12-year-old girl who ends up finding her own voice and becomes super courageous in this whole new world, and against all obstacles. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She ends up kind of becoming the leader and meeting some amazing friends along the way.
It's a strong female lead as well. I got a couple minutes left. I want to talk very briefly about, I mentioned that you've been involved in the Latino community with a number of issues, not just in entertainment, but in health issues and other areas, social issues as well. In talking about entertainment, we've heard so much about diversity, a lot of talk.
Right.
What kind of action are we seeing? Are we making progress?
We are making progress. I remember when I initially started auditioning at 13 years old, what was available then it's changed so much, and it's hopefully going to continue to change, because at the time I was, there weren't many lead roles in network series for Latinos,
right,
or Asian Americans or Indian Americans. And now you're seeing like Mindy Kaling, an Indian American, the lead of her show, Gina Rodriguez, lead Latina, lead of a show. You're seeing Aziz Ansari. You're seeing Fresh Off the Boat. You're seeing so many different shows, and also different types of roles for everyone. Because, you know, we forget what a powerful teacher television is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're constantly learning what's normal. Is this what American life looks like? And it should reflect the wide array of human beings that America is filled with. You know what I'm saying? And every actor, it shouldn't matter where their parents came from or what their background is. We're all able to tell a story, and ultimately we're telling human stories. You know what I'm saying? And
yes,
if you're a human being, you can relate to it.
Well, as you say, it's the power of television. Suddenly you're watching and you see someone as a lead actor, actress in a series, and you don't need an adjective. You don't need another label for them. Oh, boy, time went by so quickly. We're talking about Amazon Prime Video's original kid special, Lost in Oz Extended Adventure, available on Amazon Prime Video beginning December 2nd. The voice of Ojo, film and TV star Jorge Diaz, with us on the program. Jorge, congratulations on the success of another major project for you. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure, Rick.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.